This podcast contains recordings and information about true events featuring subject matter some audiences might find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Hi, I'm Josh Einiger, and I'm a reporter at Channel 7 Eyewitness News in New York, and you're listening to the Eyewitness to Gilgo Beach podcast, Chapter 1, Bodies Found on Gilgo Beach. Our story begins on December 13th, 2011.
I was the Long Island reporter for about 4 years. I had just gotten this job in 2009, in the fall of 2009. I grew up in New York City, and I went to high school in the Bronx, and I knew all about the five boroughs, and I was familiar with New Jersey, but I'd honestly never really been to Long Island more than once or twice in my life. And I got hired by Channel 7, and they gave me the Long Island job. And so it was interesting because I had to kind of learn it. And I was working every day with a photographer named Tony Saturno, who was my partner and is still to this day the Long Island photographer, has worked for this company for decades. Really smart guy who knows every inch of that bureau area. It's important to talk about where these discoveries happened. They happened on this completely deserted stretch of, I think it's around 15 miles long. It's the Ocean Parkway, and it's just basically a road and dunes on either side. And here and there, there are little villages. Gilgo Beach is one of them. Oak Beach is another. Tobey Beach is another. And in between them, it's just nothing. There's the ocean on one side and the bay on the other side. Some of them are real surfer's paradises, and people do go to them, and they are beautiful in the summer. Every other time of year, it's basically deserted. And, you know, it's beautiful during the day. At night, there are no streetlights, and if there is traffic, you can hear the traffic coming from probably a couple miles away, and you can see the lights because it's just a long stretch. You know, it's an ideal place for a serial killer to do this. We were out in Suffolk County on a regular garden variety day. We were doing, a live shot at 5 o'clock in Suffolk County, maybe 5:30. We were on our way back and we got a call from the desk. There's a crime scene. There's a maybe body discovered way down south on Ocean Parkway. Go check it out. Everything on that barrier island is a solid 10 degrees colder than it is anywhere else. It's just cold and windy and punishing and just raw. It's pitch black, and there are four crime scenes along the beach. You know, every, you know, maybe 30 to 50 yards or so, there was another crime scene vehicle and spotlights set up, and then another one and another one. And it was clear at that point that it was something. It was maybe 6:15. The news still had 15 minutes left. And we were going into weather and sports, and we wouldn't usually do kind of come up with breaking news, but the producers said they wanted it, and so we set up to do a live shot. The producer of the 6 o'clock news, Zahir, who is still the producer, told me he remembers that live shot.
I remember a 6 o'clock newscast trying to get him on. We went to the story, and if you notice, the graphic wasn't even properly set up when we went to it. It's just at the very last second, okay, I see Josh up there, let's just do it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
People who disappear without a trace.
Where is she?
The most notorious murder cases in New York.
Pure evil.
And the most devious killers.
There's a Hannibal Lecter feel to him.
For chilling true crime stories, follow the True Crime NYC podcast wherever you listen.
We're following some breaking news right now. A body has been found in Oak Beach.
Breaking news. Liz Cho says we're, following breaking news on Long Island. A crime scene. A body's been discovered.
And police believe there may be other bodies out there.
Liz remembers that. Everyone remembers that live shot because it was really messy on the air.
The producer had gotten in my ear from the control room to tell me that breaking news was happening on Long Island. So there was this urgency to get to Josh to establish that live shot.
We were having technical problems. We have a signal. We don't have a signal. We have a signal. We don't have a signal.
Apparently, we've been told that we have lost our live shot.
That happened several times, and then finally, once we had signal, we tried it, and it failed.
We're going to try to reestablish our live show with Eyewitness News reporter Josh Einiger. As soon as we do, we will bring you much more on this breaking news, and we'll have much more coming up tonight on Eyewitness News at 11 o'clock as well.
The signal dropped out, and they didn't have us, and then she had to kind of ad-lib. She and Bill had to ad-lib their way into a commercial break.
Bodies buried at the beach. Charming.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes.
This story was not like a regular breaking news story. It is not every day that you hear about human remains, several bodies, in an area around here.
Eyewitness News reporter Josh Einiger, he's following that breaking news in Oak Beach. We want to return to him right now. Josh, what's up?
They finally came to us, and we did this live shot.
This is the barrier island to the south of the town of Babylon, an extensive search that goes on for a good mile along the bay here south of the town of Babylon. You could see crime scene investigators there, and then, Tony, if you want to come back out, you could see behind me, and then clear up the beach right here. We know right now that they can confirm in the last couple of days they have found two bodies.
We didn't know anything at the time. All we knew is that there were, you know, human remains found. We didn't really know what. There had been the discovery of human remains 2 days earlier on the weekend that we'd gotten tape of the crime scene, but we hadn't really covered it all that extensively.
We believe skeletal remains, one on Saturday, one today, and we're told possibly more remains, the remains of more bodies on the beach. We'll continue to follow this throughout the night. A full report on Eyewitness News tonight at 11.
Zahir told me something fascinating. He said he just knew he wanted to get it on the air because to him it seemed like something big and that he would regret not jamming it into his newscast and not figuring out how to do it.
Remember this discussion during weather, is it really worth again trying to go after it? He being the sarcastic person I am, I said, with my luck, it's going to end up being a serial killer. So let's do it.
But for now, we're live on Gilgo Beach. Josh Einiger, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
All right, Josh, thank you. Keep us up to date.
And it ended up being the first report of this global story, this unbelievable true crime mystery that really persists to this day.
Oak Beach tonight, looking more like a gruesome cemetery. On Saturday, a canine unit on a training exercise here uncovered the first body. Investigators trying to determine if the skeleton belonged to a young person who was reported missing earlier this year. When search teams returned to the same location today to look for more evidence, they found instead three more bodies stuffed in these brushes.
After that first frigid night on Gilgo Beach, my colleague Darla Miles took over coverage early the next morning on December 14th.
I don't think I was ever prepared for what it was going to look like when I got to Gilgo, how truly isolated and eerie it was going to look like.
Police discovered three more bodies yesterday at Oak Beach, a remote barrier island popular in the summer.
I was new to Channel 7. I was from Texas. It was the most cold weather I've ever experienced in my life. Like, it sliced through me.
All of the remains were stuffed in the bushes along an isolated strip of waterfront property.
I think we got there at 2 o'clock in the morning after they found the first three bodies. And even though there were a number of crews out there, it still seemed very, very isolated. You just could not make up the story. You could not make up the weather, just the entire environment at the time. It was just spooky. It was really spooky.
Whenever I think of this story, I just think I'm cold because it was so cold.
We're here at the scene of this very disturbing discovery over the past couple of days.
The day after that first report, I actually drove out and met Tony there, and it was really cold, and there was snow on the ground.
Four bodies just in the last couple of minutes. We have seen just off in the distance a cadaver dog that was brought out here really in the last 10 minutes to continue the search because police do not know if there are any more bodies out there.
And that's when I remember the police commissioner saying for the first time the words serial killer.
We're looking at that. We're looking at that, that we could have a serial killer.
Thanks for listening to Eyewitness to Gilgo Beach, Episode 1. Make sure you hit subscribe. In our next episode, the moment authorities realized they had a serial killer on their hands. Eyewitness News has many more podcasts. To find out more, visit abc7ny.com/podcasts.